Well, it's Leinster hurling final weekend, and I suppose in many ways this new championship format, it looks like it kind of nearly jumps up upon us, doesn't it? Galway have played 5 games in the Leinster Championship, unbeaten, 3 wins, 2 draws, heading to the Leinster final. Cyril Farrell and Niall Canavan are joining me here on this look forward and preview of the Leinster final. First interesting point, Cyril, is that next Sunday will be the 51st game that Galway have played in Leinster since we went in what was it, 2009. The game against Dublin was our 50th game. It's our 10th Leinster final. We've won 3 of them. I suppose overall, looking back now, Leinster on the whole probably has been beneficial, hasn't it, to Galway hurling?
It has, but you see that we're good enough to win, and I suppose you say we're in 10 Leinster finals, only one, is it 3 you said?
Yeah, 3, yeah.
Yes, it's not good. If we knock 2 more out, you're up to 50%, yeah, which is what you want. But I think this present Galway team, they need to win on Sunday. We need to win on Sunday for Galway, because at the moment, like, minor team were disappointed last weekend, like, rated very good, but maybe too much talk about them before they did it. Terrible lot of pressure on the youngers, that's what I felt. Mm-hmm. Same with the under 20 team, like, rated again. Now, you'll get as many out of the under 20s and minors as if they won, but it's not the same as winning, and it kind of puts them back a little bit in people's eyes, like, you know. So I think also, Sean, it's important that we get a crowd on Sunday, because up to this, the followers, I know it's expensive and the weather is very
good. And there's
good,
a lot of games.
Yeah, a lot of games. But like, this is an important game, because I think Galway and Henry and the management could do, with a Leinster title under the belt, a lot of these lads, I don't know, have anyone won a Leinster title. Maybe a few of them have in the panel, but they all wouldn't have won them. And it's still a very big prize to win, and it puts you straight into an All-Ireland semi-final. If they win this, they're 2 games away from the, only 1 game away from the big one. Win the next 3 games and have the All-Ireland one. Simple as that, and they'll take it step by step. And Kilkenny is a big one, because you know what you're going to get. They'll die on their feet, regardless of what Kilkenny team goes out. Once they have that jersey on, their belief is that they're good enough to win.
And I suppose now it's that kind of ability to win. Overall, I suppose the fact that we've been in Leinster for that length of time, we play these games, it probably has been beneficial. But the big thing now is silverware, isn't it?
Yeah, silverware is huge. But you see, Kilkenny regard the Leinster as the first step. We're obviously coming new. Maybe it wasn't as important for us in that sense, because we wouldn't be used to playing the championship. But for Kilkenny, they see it as their right to win the Leinster championship. I think we have lost, is it 6 finals we've lost? I think 5 of those have been to Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And won
we've
to
lost 11 games in total in the Leinster championship. We've played 50, we've won 31, we've drawn 8, and we've lost 11. We've lost 7 to Kilkenny and 4 to Dublin. Mm. So they're the 2 teams.
But we need a performance as well, obviously. Yeah. I was talking to Henry Shefflin, obviously, a couple of days ago with regard to the game and things like that, but like Galway have given leads away now I've given Wexford a 6-point lead. They give Kilkenny a 6-point lead the last day before coming back. They give Dublin a 12-point lead. You can't keep doing that, or you can't sustain that, because you're going to get caught eventually. And you want, as Cyril said, to get through the front door essentially and get to an All-Ireland semi-final and get a chance to recharge the batteries and take a break, because if you're going after losing a Leinster final, it's very hard to motivate yourself to play. Is it Offaly or Tipperary a couple of weeks later? They're coming from a winning game, and Galway need to be winning these games. You need to be getting silverware. There's a core of very, very experienced players there, and when you come to the end of your career, you want medals, and you need to be counting them up, and Kilkenny are counting them up, and Galway need to count them up. And it's the 3rd year in a row Galway, Kilkenny in the Leinster final. The last 2 times we went into the Leinster finals against Kilkenny, we didn't perform at all. And we need a performance, and it's something that you'd hope from a Galway perspective that they'd bring that work rate and that intensity that will give us a performance on Sunday.
And just looking at Kilkenny for a few minutes, I mean, the one thing, okay, Derek Ling has taken over from Cody now, but we'll say you get that consistency, you get that manic work rate from them every day. There's a kind of a bar which they always get to in a game. And we have to match that, number one, like at a time where probably they're not that heralded. They're still looking for their 4th Leinster title in a row. They were in last year's All-Ireland final and put it up strongly to Limerick. So, you know, we have to lay a marker here as well.
Yeah, well, you see, Kilkenny, like Sean, you know, as we referred to earlier, like, you know what you're going to get. Like, and okay, Ling is new, but he's not, like, he's a clone of Cody, really. It's the same thing you're going to get. Like, when you take over Kilkenny, they're expected to win the All-Ireland every year. And as you know, like, even last year, there's only a puck of a ball in it. And you look through their experience now, like, Owen Murphy in goals, great goalie. Hugh Lawler probably full back. They tried him centre back, but he'd probably be full back because they probably have Richard Reid back, centre back. Corcoran wing back. Tommy Welch, the new guy. You know, I don't know whether they have Mikey Butler. If they have him, he'd be cornerback.
There's three injuries.
Mullen is a big loss midfield, but I think Paddy Deegan will be back. And even the last day, I noticed, to show you how shook they were against Wexford, played Walter Welch midfield with John Donnelly, who usually wouldn't be out there. Donnelly being the forwards, Walter becoming on for the last quarter. But up front, you have Owen Cody, who's who's a very good hurler. TJ still, TJ, like Billy Ryan has pace. They have the belief, like, that they're good enough to win. Not alone Leinster, as you say, they want to go in, they want to go in kind of winning and get to a semi-final and then get to a final. They're just very hard to beat. And we are, like, Kilkenny and Galway at the moment are the kind of the benchmark in Leinster. And you have this kind of talk going on that Munster is much stronger. They're not that stronger. Limerick might be strong, but the rest are all kind of on an even par. But, like, stronger or not, it doesn't matter to Galway. We're in Leinster, and it's important, I think, the way the year has gone, that Galway win this Leinster title, because it's been disappointing so far, and the crowds following Galway have been very disappointed. When you see the crowd following Offaly, I know they've been down and out, but even last weekend, Clare came back to Innes after winning the minor title. There was a pipe band parade, them in thousands. Now, I ask you, if Galway had won last Sunday, what would have happened? Like, they'd come home, there'd be a little reception. It wouldn't be much because we might be spoiled. We're expecting maybe too much, but we have to get back to winning when we get in there.
Yeah, you mentioned injuries, obviously, Cyril. I know you mentioned the Kilkenny lads, but Galway, a couple of their own as well. Brian Concannon came on, and Henry said in an interview with me that they had to bring him on a bit earlier than they anticipated against Dublin. Cathal Mannion, back training as far as I know. It'll be interesting to see will he get game time. We probably need the likes of Cathal Mannion in around the middle of the field, maybe around the half-back line, half-forward line, link and play between, say, the 165 and the other 65, if you want to call it that, because you need strength and depth in your panel. It'll be interesting to see what he does with regards to the team as well, obviously. We know that Sean Lennon played well when he came on the last day. Brian Concannon did well when he came on the last day. Jason Finn got a point when he came on the last day as well. So there's a lot of options there as well. Jack Grealish, of course, excelled when he came on the last day. Do you stick or do you twist and give the guys who played the last day another chance? Do you put the likes of Jack Grealish out around the middle of the field, where he was obviously very good going forward the last day as well? So there's a few options there. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, from a Kilkenny perspective, you mentioned Mikey Butler, Adrian Mullen. They'd be two huge losses. Martin Keown would be another loss too, lads. He's that sort of a strong physical presence at centre-forward or full-forward that he'd cause a lot of problems for players. But I suppose these are all things that guys will be looking at, or the teams will be looking at. But
Cyril, what would you do there now in terms of the lads that came on and made an impact the last time when we were in trouble against Dublin? Would you go with them now, or would you, as Niall said, stick with what you had before that?
Well, I think if Brian Concannon is fit, he'd be starting. That would be, I look at that, I think he would be starting. They'd have to look closely at Fintan Burke, cornerback, or wingback, like the last day, Sean Lankman. I think he'll start. I suppose the big one is cornerback. Now, Jack Grealish came on the last day, played very, very well. But the first round match against Kilkenny, Owen Cody was very good on Jack
Grealish. And in fairness, TJ Brennan was very good on TJ Reid that day as well.
So it's a kind of as Niall said, twist or turn. Well, no, they'd know better than we because they're in training. The big thing is that the last day when the subs came on, to be fair to the four that came on, they brought energy first of all, and they shook up. We were 12 points down, you know, when these lads came, like, well, 10 at half time, 2 boys came on at half time, Concannon and Jack Grealish. But after that, when the 12 down, Lennon came on and Jason Flink, but they all brought energy to it, and they did what you were asked them to do. So there would be a big question mark. Ronan Glennon hasn't gained his form yet, like, you know, that he was early in the season before he got injured, and like, there'll be a big question mark over Conor Cooney. If Conor can bring his club form to the county set up, he's the best club, like, in Galway. Every day I see him playing, he's the best club hurler in Galway. He has to bring that forward on Sunday, and I still think he'd probably be picked because he still could have a blinder, you know, maybe on the inside.
It's a huge day for the managers as well, lads, in the sense that they both want to win a Leinster title as a manager. From a Galway perspective, obviously we haven't won it in a number of years. Henry's gone up against his own county. His nephew is the team captain, of course, of Kilkenny as well, which adds a bit of intrigue to it. But he came down to Galway, I'm sure, wanting to win these titles, and he as a player is very, very used to winning the titles. Then if you look at the other side, Brian Cody, he's been manager of Kilkenny for a huge number of years, 23 or 24. Derek Lynn comes in, his first year in charge. If he went on and won a Leinster Championship, they'd be saying that's the continuity that we needed, that we've kept it going. And so it'll be intriguing to see the battle between those two guys. Obviously, they're served together for Kilkenny down through the years. But interestingly, obviously, Kilkenny, the manic intensity that they used to bring, and I'm just thinking of the 2012 Leinster final when Galway came and brought an intensity that Kilkenny weren't expecting, and we blew them away. We'll need manic intensity again the next day, because we were, in fairness, calling a spade, we were well off the pace the last day against Dublin for long stages in the game. And if you were that way again the next day, you're going to be in the right bother.
Yeah, well, what you're really saying there, Niall, is we'd want to be proactive. We were reacting the last day. Yeah. Dublin set the pace. We're saying that in the commentary. They set the pace from the very, very start.
Yeah.
And like Dublin, we're unlucky not to win it, because even the last ball when the ref blew the whistle up, blew the final whistle, they had worked the fuck out.
Now, I suppose maybe in a way, did everyone give enough credit to the fact that Micheál Donohue, Ronnie Ford and Noel Larkin probably set a game plan against a team they knew inside out, they probably didn't get the credit they deserved for that in the first half either.
Yeah, and everyone was kind of saying that, well, Galway played bad.
Yeah.
Galway played as well as they were late.
Yeah.
That was the big thing. And me, I don't know, and the boys know Larkin, Frenny Ford, they know how set up well, they know the lads inside out. Why wouldn't they? Should like to be on first day in terms, and they knew what to do and they knew who to mark. Like, you know, they had their matchups kind of picked correctly, and the winter town was for a good while. Now Kilkenny will know them as well, but not to the same extent. But like as Niall said, we need to set the tempo, you know, from the very start.
Like even looking at that first half now, and I'll counter-argue that in a second, the one thing is we dug ourselves out of the hole. We also dug ourselves out of a hole against Kilkenny when we went to 6 points down in Nolan Park, even against Wexford the first day. Remember, Wexford got the two goals. The team hasn't panicked, in fairness, and has, you know, reclaimed themselves within the game. But let's look at some of that first half. We were off the pace. Like, the amount of space that was left in our full forward line, in front of our full back line, we struggled winning the ball. Our I'd say figures on winning puckouts was poor enough. We struggled to get ball into our inside forwards, into Conor Whelan in particular. We turned over ball that led to scores. We had 17 wides. There was a penalty save. There's a lot to work in. And probably for the management, is it an ideal way, in a way, to go into the final with all that to work on?
Well, the first thing they have to work on anyway, Sean, is the opposition puckouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like both days against Kilkenny and Dublin, as Niall said, we're down 6 against Kilkenny, we're down 12 or 10 or 12 anyway against Dublin. We still hadn't moved up on the puckout. Now, against Kilkenny, go back to that match in Nolan Park, when eventually we moved up, Owen Murphy had to puck out the ball. It was a 50-50. Yeah.
In fairness, we seem to be better when it's a battle for possession from the puckouts.
Because all the teams now, club and county, if you give a soft puck out, they're good. Dublin were good enough to work through the lines, even without a hurl. They kept running like football, hand pass, worked it up. Once they got the first pass in.
Once you get the hand on the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And you watched the minor game last weekend, Clare knew exactly what to do. Our lads were doing the short hand pass, and the puck outs were being closed down. But even when they got there, they were being hustled off the ball, and the second pass, it was brought down the whole time. That's what you have to do. You have to make it a battle to win the ball, and then you work from there. But to be fair to Galway, in the matches that they were behind, they kind of worked it out themselves how to get there in the end, and they got there.
Yeah.
One of the things you've half touched on, Owen Cody, I think his record, he hit 6 points in that early round game, the second round game this year down in Nolan Park. He was actually held scoreless in last year's Leinster final, but he got 1-2 in Salt Hill last year.
We have to mark him in, essentially. Now, Pádraig Mannion went on him in Salt Hill last year and did exceptionally well in him, but do you take Pádraig out of the half-back line to bring him back? He's a guy that has been exceptionally good against Galway, and he's very direct, obviously. He's very physically strong, and he's a guy that we need to tie down, essentially, because he's their team captain, and he's, at this stage, maybe even aside from TJ, he's probably their best forward at this stage.
Yeah, he is, because TJ, okay, he's still very good, and he could be actually brilliant on Sunday. We hope he's not too brilliant, like he's a great forward, but like he's coming to the end of his career, but Owen Cody was only starting his career. And but I think Henry will have it, like they will be tighter, because like they'll know the last time, like you're right now, he got 6 points from play, plus he was fouled a few times and they were all tapped over. Now there's a guy here that we haven't mentioned at all, I just have a sneaky feeling he could appear on Sunday, is Billy Drennan. There's no talk about him. Like he's injured a long time, and it's, you know, they took him off very under 20s, and like he got injured there somewhere, and he's kind of forgotten about. This guy is a very good hurler, and he's a type of guy that could do you terrible. That he could be the new guy in the block, because they are good at springing a fella, like, you know. And I just hope that when Galway, that even if they fall behind, that they don't let it slip too much. Like it's a mountain the last time. If you let the likes of Kilkenny up 10 points, okay, you'll come back a bit, but you won't do enough to beat them. They'll keep ticking, they'll keep the scoreboard ticking over, and you're in real trouble. Like
you mentioned Billy Drennan, obviously, he was brilliant in the league. He was their main man. Obviously, hasn't replicated in the championship so far, but you go up into Croke Park, there's a notion of space, and if you have the likes of Walter Walsh, the likes of TJ Reid, Owen Cody beside you, they're going to be creating chances for you. And he's a guy, obviously, that Cyril says that could need to be watched if he's actually playing for Kilkenny. But again, we probably need to work at our own game, though, and make sure that, obviously, the space is nullified, the runners are stopped, and bring that intensity, that work rate that seemed to be missing for long stages against Dublin into the game the next day.
One of the things that I'm hearing a lot when you'd be out and about, and, you know, the quality of the ball going into our full forward line, like there's no doubt in Conor Whelan alone, who's largely the guy that's in there. You know, he's one of the best inside forwards in the country. I mean, there's even a school of thought, could he do a job as a ball-winning half-forward for you? But that is one area we need to kind of get right, isn't it? Now, I know if you're a defender midfielder at times, you're under pressure in that middle third that oftentimes you're not able to get it off the way you want to get it off. You're under pressure hitting it. It goes in as a 50-50 ball. But if we could get, say, Concannon in there, I mean, in fairness to Evan Nyland, not alone since he's taken over the Freeze, but I think you'll agree, lads, he is contributing from play as well right now. But if we can get better ball into that forward line, it would be a bonus too.
Yeah, well, what's happening the last, like, Wheeler made a few runs the last, and so did Jesse when he came on, put their hands up for the ball. Boys will shoot from outside. That's okay if they're going over, but we got one or two, but like we put a turbo lot wide. It's frustrating then if you make five or six runs and it doesn't come. And looking at Kilkenny, their forwards probably are better hurlers than their backs. If I'm not saying they're weak, but where, if you want, like, to me, their unit up front is better than their unit at the back. That's where we have to be going at. Now, we have very good forwards if they get moving. There's no doubt about that. The likes of Kevin Cooney, it's his first real year in the team. Now, he could be the ace in the pack, like, in the sense that he's a bit different. He's very good in the air. Things mightn't
and
happen
he's
early
quite
on.
Quite well, in fairness to him, in his first year. Like, he's, you know, he's coming off.
He's 2-9 scored in the championship from play. Yeah. You mentioned Evan Nyland, that he's 18 points scored from play in the championship. If you were told that a few games ago, you say he's a definite starter, aside from obviously taking the Freeze. So they're huge scoring contributions.
And
from
if they
passed
the move on, the last day Evan Nyland was playing like a shadow centre forward, something like this, the soccer lads with number 9. But the boys were hitting. You have to play a sharp ball to him because he's out and he was on his own. The centre back, the Burke fella, the second Burke lad for Dublin, he lay back in the pocket in front of the D. There was actually no one on him, but there was no one giving him the ball. We just have to look up and take the right option. And at times, like, the hurlers have more time on the ball than they think. You know, you don't have to hit it a mile a minute at times. Just relax a little bit and have a look around and just place the better guy. Because if you give it to Nyland or Kevin Cooney and these guys, they'll score.
Is it likely to be as tactical maybe as the Dublin game? In the sense that are Kilkenny still a little bit more traditional, but they are adding, they're coming out to the lines more and that, but is it likely to be a more typical Galway Kilkenny type game?
I think you're right, Jay. Like, they are getting more tactical in the sense they're to come through the lines, but definitely Kilkenny will believe what they have. They won't set up like as Dublin did, like, to counteract Galway's strong points and have a little kind of running game. Kilkenny will play their own game because they'll believe they're good enough.
But they'll also have a certain amount of fear for us as well, in the sense that we have turned them over in the past, and obviously Galway and Kilkenny have played a whole host of games. But again, I think it'll probably be a bit more traditional, and I think that'll probably suit both teams, suit Galway as well, if it was probably a bit more traditional.
Yeah, well, you see down in Kilkenny or even in Tip or anywhere.
But they'd have a belief that they can beat us.
Yeah,
too,
but,
like, yeah,
but also, yeah, also they believe that Galway are so unpredictable. Like, if Galway can come and play, they have a bad day, no problem. But if Galway come, they could blow you out. Like, they'll never forget, like, that Leinster final where Galway came out of the blue and kind of put them back on their backsides. That's still there the whole time, but we'd want to do that again to get it back at it.
But is some of that inconsistency within games, and I'm not trying to simplify it here, but winning the ball is crucial, isn't it? In terms of, we say, winning your own puckouts, if you can get a good break on your opposition puckouts, if you can win the ball, even if you're after conceding two or three scores, come back, win a ball, win a free, get a score down the field, you break momentum. We have to start winning primary possession.
You can have all the game plans you like.
Yeah.
You can have three or four for each half if you want, or before the water breaks each quarter. They're no good unless you have the ball.
Yeah.
As the first thing you have to do is win the ball. It's win the your own ball, win his ball. And if you don't win it, make sure that the opposition... Yeah. Stand on it, even. Don't let them just by hook
or
by
break. Break
just
down, yeah.
Like, out there on the pitch, you have to do what you have to do to win. Beforehand, you shake hands, and afterwards. But out there, it's your own little mini war, if you want to call that. You have to do everything to win the ball. That's the first priority. Now, maybe at times where we're too nice and we're waiting for someone else to do it, everyone has to do it. And I'm talking about the subs and even the line. You have to be ruthless to win All-Ireland. Like, and maybe we're going a bit soft that way.
Finally, you've seen all the games. Are you confident?
Well, I think, looking at the last day against Dublin, if you don't start hurling into the 42nd minute when you're 12 points down, you're going to be in trouble. Galway will have to start from the word go. And if Galway start hurling, as we know that they can, from the word go, they have a serious chance of winning this game. But they'll have to make sure, obviously, that it's from minute 1 to minute 75 or 76 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think the same. I think really it's a big one for Henry and Richie and you know, Joycey. And you know, the whole Lally, the whole lot of them, like, it's a really big one, and like, they've been working well. There's no doubt about that. They're training like they're nearly full time professionals at this stage. Like, you know, that's the way it's gone, and like, they owe it to themselves. Like, and I think after last year, the team owe it to Henry, because I never forget Henry on the sideline last year. Like, he looked, good God Almighty, he'd be amused in the side shows. Now, to be fair with Ling, there'll be no side shows here. No, that's all gone. But like, Henry really needs the lads. They need to stand up for Henry this one. Really, I know they need it for themselves, but really they need it for him as well. Because last year, they let him down badly.
Cyril, there's another game at the weekend, obviously, as well. Crow Park are opening the gates for the Munster final. It throws in at 1:45. Limerick and Clare in the Gaelic grounds. Probably a brave call by Clare to agree to go to the Gaelic grounds, is it?
Well, it is, because like the last game that Limerick played, it was a great game against Cork. I felt Cork were very unlucky. And I've been kind of saying to a few lads at home, be chatting every kind of Sunday night about games. If the game was in Parky Cove the last day, there's a fair chance that Cork would have won it. Like, you know, there was a couple of fierce, doubtful calls. Like, you know, they can, these calls can go in Cork and under 20 last week, how we were to call, I was sure the fullback was going to be sent off. And you get away at some and more you don't. But definitely if you're playing at home, whatever little thing, now it shouldn't happen. But like, it's going to be very hard for Clare. I know they think Limerick is their home ground, and it is in the sense that it's just beside them, they're all intermarried. And they have a great record against Limerick and Clare, the form goes out. The window, like, it isn't, there's no form really, but like, it's very hard to beat a top team twice in the 1 year. I would love to beat Limerick on the day that is knockout, because even next Sunday, if they're beaten, they're still in it, and they'll come back around, they'll be still hard to beat. But it's going to be a cracker, you know. I think Liam Gordon want to wish him the best. He's refereeing, it's a big one, like, you know, and I hope it goes well for him, because, like, you know, the boys are going to test the referee, they'll go as far as they can. That's par for the course, like. And you know, Liam is a good referee, but he's going to test him, and this match will either make him or break him, if, as regards a referee, you know what I mean, because they're going to have the eyes of the country be on it. The tickets will be sold out and everything. You'll even have nearly a half a pack Crow Park looking at it as well, like, you know, just shows what it is like. But Limerick are picking from a full deck this time, and there's a doubt about Conor Cleary. Now what do they do? There's talks maybe David McInerney goes full back, and the half back lad from
Shane Amore,
No, probably the best full back is the young lad from Fife, he's very young for it, so that'll probably happen. Now I do know that Cleary played in a little challenge game, but like, there was no contact, and we all saw it happen in Galway when you play with a shoulder that's after being put out. Like, it's very, you won't be able to swing or hit a tackle, so it's very hard to do what he's going to try to do.
Yeah, no more than the Adrian Mullins and Cahal Mannions. You'd hope all these players are fit for these games, but there is risk to chancing them. Our final point, and it almost looks like we've reached kind of the end stage of the championship, in the sense that while there is still a bit of life this weekend, you can still live if you're beaten. From now on, it's going to go to the end. But finally, a word in the past week as well, we've seen the passing, a shock passing of Teddy McCarthy in Cork, Nylans Hurl. You know, the only man to win in 1990 to win the football and hurling medal in the same year at our cost in the hurling, obviously. But shocking news, isn't it?
Got to know him well.
Yeah.
Gas ticket, carefree, you know. I don't know, would he survive? And like, you know, he would survive hurling football, but the training wouldn't suit. Like, you know, he was a carefree spirit, but he's good hurler, great football, but very good in the air. That was his real thing. He had the football, like, he was able to get the spring off the ground. You know that Australian footballers, he had that kind of a catch, even in the hurling. And you could be batting away like that. That was his strong point. But he was a gas ticket, like, a lot of the Cork players there. And he was great fun and lovely to be with, like, you know, and started coaching a bit, but like, he was giving me care, David. It was never going to suit him, like. But a great player, was, couldn't believe it. I got word yesterday even that he was passed away, too young to die.
Look, we wish his family and everyone connected in Cork GAA, that's real life issues, in fairness. We look forward to the games on Sunday, and we look forward to your coverage of them. Niall and Cyril, thanks for talking to us.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.